I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never wanted to hurt anyone.
Okay, is there anything else that you can tell me? Anything at all? Look, I'm trying to help you, Leanne.
What the hell? How? Jesus Christ!
Leanne?
Listen, just put the gun down, okay? We can work this out.
What's going on, Leanne?
God, please. Why are
Leanne?
You doing this, please? Somebody help me!
Leanne? What's going on? Oh, my God! Leanne, Leanne, can you hear me?
Welcome to Solve, the interactive mystery podcast where you don't just hear about crimes, you solve them. Each episode will present you with a different case inspired by a true crime. You'll interrogate suspects, piece together evidence, and investigate the crime scene. You're the detective. This is your case. Can you solve it? Solve presents Pretty Dead.
A Miami woman was gunned down in her hair salon last night. Authorities have not yet provided any information as to why the woman was targeted, telling us only that it did not appear to be part of a holdup. In other news, a Jupiter man got quite the surprise when a snake popped out of his car's air conditioning vent this morning.
Leanne was my angel from heaven. We'd been together for 2 years. She was beautiful, smart, hardworking. Maybe it's weird, but it gives me a little comfort knowing she took her last breath in the salon she loved so much. She didn't have kids. Hair by Leanne Lenardi was a baby, you know? I just hope she didn't suffer. She'd gone through so much, what with the case and all. I get you guys. You gotta keep the details under wraps. But you really can't tell me anything? The not knowing is just... I keep imagining her lying there, bleeding out. All alone. If only I'd been there. I've been taking jujitsu. That stalker of hers wouldn't have stood a chance. Yeah. Leanne had a stalker. And he was one sick puppy, too.
Hello?
Is this Leanne Linati?
Yes, who's this?
The same Leanne Linati who likes being naughty.
All right, dial this number again, and I swear to God, I will find you, kill you, and I will rip you limb from limb, starting with that perverted little pecker of yours. Got it?
Another one, huh?
Ow, shit, that pan is hot.
It's like that fucking arcade game where you hit the rat. Yeah, every time I get Craigslist to delete a post, a new one pops up.
Oh, Mole Buster.
What?
The game is called Mole Buster. It's a cute little mole. It's not a rat.
Okay,
you know?
Okay, can we just... I've been thinking about this a lot. You know that new hair salon, La Bella? Okay, it opened on April 4th, and 2 weeks later...
Oh,
no,
baby,
two
come
weeks
on.
Later, the call started. How can that be a coincidence?
I don't know, okay?
It's dinner almost ready. Hey, I'm starving.
Okay, and you know how I was telling you about the owner?
Bella, right?
Sophia. Her fucking name is Sophia, Mario. God, do you ever listen to anything I say?
Yeah, of course. You know I just can't think straight when I'm hungry.
Okay,
I get,
to
like,
my
spacey.
Face, to my face, she's almost too nice, you know? I mean, she keeps trying to take me to lunch. Lunch? What's up with that?
She's your neighbor. She has a salon. You have a salon. She's probably trying to make nice.
I'm just at a loss here. It's happening at all hours of the day and night now.
Hey, hey. You're exhausted, baby. You work too hard. Look, some kid probably got your number off of one of those call lists, and this is their idea of a stupid prank. It'll blow over. I promise. Now, let's see, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I hope you're right.
I know I'm right.
My name's Aaron Siegel. I'm a former employee of Leanne's. Oh, do I need, like, a lawyer for this? Whatever. Like, the harassment was going on the whole time I worked at Hair by Leanne, so a couple of months. First, it was just the phone calls, but then the flyers started circulating. Honestly, I thought Leanne's head on a porn star's body would be good for business. It'd bring in a whole new clientele. But Leanne did not see it that way. She nearly had a conniption. I tried to help her with her stress management. I guess you always question what more you could have done, but actually, now that we're talking about it, I guess if she hadn't been so preoccupied, we never would have met.
I'm so sorry again for the scheduling mishap with Megan. Things have been a little crazy around here lately.
Oh my God, like, you're giving me a free haircut. Don't worry at all.
Okay, well, so do you just want to trim? You've done a good job growing it out.
Actually, I think I want to change.
Oh, are we going through a breakup?
We're going through it all, girl. I was working as a host at Montana's.
Oh, that's the seafood place right off the boardwalk, right?
That's the one. A word to the wise, they use imitation crab. But anyway, I'm biased, seeing as I got fired for literally no reason a day after getting dumped, so...
Oh my God, honey, that's awful.
It's been rough, but I'm hanging in there. I started meditating every morning. I have a gratitude journal.
Ugh, I keep trying to meditate. God knows I need to.
It's honestly a game changer. And I mean, I'm not trying to be presumptuous, but I know that new salon just opened across the street.
Oh, don't get me started.
Fine, but can we just talk about their balayage for a sec? Everybody keeps raving about it, but...
There's a line, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's what I keep saying, but nobody else sees it.
Girl, bitches be blind. Like, please. And they're trying to come for you? Hair by Leanne is an institution.
You know, I don't know if this is something that would interest you, but... We're actually looking for a front desk person here if...
Stop, really? When do I start?
Hey, baby, I'm about to meet a client for drinks.
I'll be quick. So, you know how I've been dragging my feet finding a replacement for Allie, but... Oh, my God.
What is it?
That bitch!
What happened?
My tires were slashed!
What?
God, fucking Sophia, I have
hey,
had it!
Baby, oh just hey, calm down, okay? Just breathe,
I'm
breathe.
Fucking kill her!
Shh, oh. Baby!
Okay.
Hi, Leanne.
Bitch, what the hell is your problem?
Excuse you?
Oh my God, cut the shit, Sophia. I know it's you.
What? You know what's me?
Oh God, please. This is getting so old.
Okay, I seriously have no idea what you're talking about. Are you okay? Can I call someone?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine. Thanks.
Okay, great, even. But you're the one that I'm worried about. Seriously, do you get some kind of sick pleasure from tormenting people?
All right, you know what? I have tried to be nice to you, but I don't appreciate
you. No, God, you just cannot give it up. Oh, just know that this little game of yours, it's not going to work. I'm an institution, Sophia.
Oh, really? Are you sure you didn't just escape from one? I gotta go. I have a date.
Don't walk away from me! Hey!
Not that I'm surprised now, but Leanne's behavior that afternoon was crazy. I should have seen the signs then that she could be violent. You know, when I moved in, I actually thought we would be friends. But then she started telling everyone I was obsessed with her, when in reality, it was completely the other way around. Leanne couldn't handle La Bella's popularity. For example, my summer cocktail party. She stared from across the street the whole time.
What's happening now?
It's hard to tell, but Sophia definitely knows how to draw a crowd. Oh my God.
What?
It's...
Spit it out, Aaron!
Cora Cartwright just walked in.
Cora? Are you sure? Let me see. That traitor! I've been coloring her hair for 7 years! Oh my God!
Leanne, girl, take a breath. You lost one client. Like, big deal.
She's ruining me, Aaron. I thought Cora was a lifer.
Why are you so worried? Business is fine.
It's not fine. It's not fine. I noticed a little bit of a decline in the numbers before Sophia came on the scene, but after La Bella opened up, they started to plummet. And I never thought I'd say this, but I can't pay the electricity this month.
Jesus, Leanne.
I know. It's bad. Look, I gotta go meet Mario. A friend of his is in town from Jersey or something. Just please keep what I said between us, all right? I'm so sorry I kept you waiting. At least they let you sit without me.
Hey, baby, that's all right. Carl, this is Leanne.
Oh, I thought he was lying when he said he was dating the young Michelle Pfeiffer, but no,
no,
he wasn't.
You heard too kind.
We were just discussing Carl's visit.
Oh, yeah? Well, what brings you into town?
Oh, I manage a couple nightclubs in Jersey, and we were thinking of expanding.
Well, it's a good thing you have Mario in your back pocket, because if there's one thing he knows, it's Miami nightlife.
Yeah, this is true. I am a bit of a connoisseur in that department.
I believe it. You think I don't remember your Jersey days, huh? Like that night in Rivera's?
I've got a round of tequila.
Saved by the shot.
Not for me, thanks.
Hey, we're celebrating.
No, you two go ahead. I've got an early day tomorrow.
Just one itty shot, Leanne. Come on. Down the hatch.
Not every day you meet an old pal of Mario's, huh?
All right. One shot.
Two new beginnings.
Cheers.
This guy is crazy.
Yeah, okay. It was an honest mistake.
Honest mistake, yeah.
Oh, I needed a good laugh. Oh, thank you, Carl. Oh, you have no idea the kind of stress I've been under.
Mario, why is she stressed, huh? Hey, if you were my gal, you wouldn't have to lift a finger.
It's not Mario's fault. I've been the target of some harassment.
Harassment?
Hey, creepy phone calls and the like.
Do you know who's behind it?
Yeah, I have an idea. I mean, the police don't seem to give a crap, so let's hope slash tires don't lead to me in a body bag.
It's that bad, huh? Look, I don't know how much Mario told you about my background, but if you're really in a bind, I might be able to be of some assistance.
You in the business of taking people out?
Let's just say I'm in the business of problem solving, okay?
Hey, you really had it going, Carl. I'm telling you. On that note, let's get the check.
No, wait a second. You're serious?
He's just messing around, Leanne. We should probably wrap this up, huh? You said you had an early morning, right, baby?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be right back. Can we get the check?
So, Carl, when you say you're in the business of problem solving...
I'm telling you, that's all I heard. I swear, honest. When I came back from the bathroom, Leanne was recommending a moisturizer for Carl's scalp. Okay, but
whatever else he said must have really struck a chord, because she sure had a lot of questions on the way home.
Are you still working for them? It's okay if you are.
You know, that's insulting to me.
I'm sorry, but I mean, does Carl really take people out?
There were rumors.
Oh my God.
Unsubstantiated, of course. You don't really want Sophia dead,
no,
do you?
No, of course not. Carl just gave me his card, told me to call if I needed anything.
Okay. Keep your distance unless you're with me, okay? I like the guy, but he can be unpredictable.
Oh, look at you.
What?
Being all protective. I like it. How about we go upstairs and you show me what you've been learning in that jiu-jitsu class of yours, huh?
You don't have to tell me twice.
Come on. Like I told you before, I don't remember much about Bembe's. We'd all had a bit to drink, okay? And the night Leanne was killed, I was at my hotel. You could check with the concierge. Are we done here?
Good morning, Aaron.
Leanne?
Yes?
Sorry, you sound different.
Do I? Well, let's just say Mario's gotten very good at jiu-jitsu.
Mario's there?
Yeah, he's in the shower.
Okay, I'll just talk to you at work then.
Oh, what's going on?
Well...
You're doing that thing I hate.
Okay. I'm just going to say it then.
Okay.
Okay.
Aaron!
Mario's cheating on you.
What?
With Sophia. I was stalking her hot brother, and there's a picture of them in the background. I just texted you a screenshot.
What's the matter with you? Why would you... Oh my God. They're kissing. Sophia and Mario are kissing.
I am so sorry, Leanne.
Aaron, I'm gonna be late today.
Whoa! Well, hello. You ready for a rematch?
You've been seeing Sophia this whole time.
What?
I saw the photo, you Goodfellas reject piece of shit.
What photo?
This photo.
Leanne, please, hey. It just happened, okay? I was gonna tell you.
Oh, you were gonna tell me. You were gonna tell me. And what have you told her?
Now
huh?
Listen, okay? Don't overreact, okay?
No, I don't want to hear it. You know, for instance, does she know that you're in the damn mob?
Just settle down.
No, you don't get to tell me what to do. Hey, I think Sophia and I are gonna have a little chat.
I said settle down! Do you ever just shut up? I can't take one more goddamn second of hearing your voice. If you utter one word to Sophia, and I mean one word, I swear it'll be the end of you.
Get out. Get out!
Gladly. Has been.
I always knew Mario was a creep. It's those eyes, nothing behind them. And I mean, like, come on, he knew how to get into the salon. He probably staked the place out, laid in wait, and then bang. Ugh. Poor Leanne. She just couldn't catch a break. I think she was really starting to lose it towards the end.
LaBella, how can I help you?
I need to speak to Sophia.
Can I ask who's calling?
Leanne Lanotti.
Oh. Hold, please. Want soft, silky hair? Try our Brazilian blowout. Leanne, I've been wanting to call you. I'm so sorry about everything with Mario.
Just admit it.
I'm apologizing.
Just admit that you're trying to ruin my life.
Oh, here we go again.
No clients, no boyfriend, pretty soon no salon. You really know how to eliminate the competition.
You need serious help.
I'm giving you one last chance. Just admit what you've done and nobody gets hurt.
You're crazy. You are actually like Cuckoo Banana Psycho. You contact or come near me again and I'll have a restraining order against you so fast your overprocessed head will spin. Puñeta.
You've reached Carl. Leave a message at, you know what to do.
Carl, it's Leanne. It's a go, all right? I don't want to say too much here. I tried to reason, but... Operation Blowout? It's a go. Call me.
Operation Blowout? What, are you fucking kidding me? Sounds like a goddamn porno. Look, I don't know why you fellas insist on wasting my time when everyone knows that kid killed Leanne. I mean, he was the one stalking her, for Christ's sakes.
Thanks again. Take care.
She the last client?
Yeah. Well, at least we had some product sales. The numbers are a little up from yesterday.
You know, all this time I thought you were one of the few people I could trust. One of the good ones.
Girl, of course you can trust me. What's that?
For a good time, call Leanne Lenati. I look pretty good with triple D's, huh?
No, they plastered the neighborhood again.
I found it in your bag, Aaron.
Oh my god, you actually think I put that up? You should be thanking me. I pulled it down, okay? I totally forgot I still had it.
Yeah, I called your old boss at Montana today. Real nice guy.
God.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because you
Leanne,
told
please.
Me that he fired you for
Leanne,
no
I
reason.
Know
where
but this
that's
is
a
going.
Lie because it seems
Leanne,
he had
just
quite
wait a second.
Few reasons. No, he said
oh
that
god.
You became obsessed, crazy
that
obsessed with
true.
Another employee. Charlie, you
Leanne.
Know Charlie? Yeah, he dumped
I can
you,
explain.
Your ex. Yeah, after Charlie refused your advances, you created
Leanne,
a fake
he is
account
a liar.
To torment
Don't
him.
Don't listen to them. He
oh
is lying. My ex turned everyone at the restaurant against me. He was the crazy one. You have to believe me.
Pack your things, freak.
Leanne, please.
Pack your things. This was your last day.
You know, despite all your shit, I was a real friend to you. When you end up alone, you're gonna have no one to blame but yourself.
Thanks for meeting me.
Yeah, sure. I was sorry to hear about you and Mario.
Yeah, well, he and that pint-sized homewrecker deserve each other.
You won't have to worry about her much longer.
I don't know if I can go through with this, Carl.
It's normal to get cold feet.
No, I mean, I'm not sure Sophia's behind the harassment anymore.
Whoa. Now that's a mighty different tune you're singing, sweetheart.
I don't know, honestly, about anything anymore.
And the ball's already in motion. It's all set up.
No, we're not talking about a root canal here. Okay, I can't do this, Carl. I can't. I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Right,
I mean, you just...
Right, okay.
We just have to stop it, okay?
All right. We'll pump the brakes. Fine. But, you know, your deposit, that's non-refundable.
What's going on?
Leanne Lenati?
Yes?
You're under arrest.
What? Ow! On what charge?
Conspiracy to commit murder.
Conspiracy? What? You can't do this.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything
no,
you
please.
Say can and will
please.
Be used against
you
in a court
wrong.
Of law.
No,
you
okay,
have the right
no,
to
let
an
me,
attorney.
No,
not
let me
afford one.
Let go
one
of
be
me.
Appointed to you
God.
By the court. Do you understand the rights
no.
as I have written to you?
Breaking news, the owner of a popular South Beach salon was arrested this morning for allegedly plotting a hit against her professional rival. Leanne Lenati is being accused of soliciting New Jersey nightclub manager Carl Genovese to kill Sophia Lopez, the woman behind celebrity hotspot La Bella. Miss Lenati is being held on $500,000 bail. We'll be sure to keep you updated as this strange story develops.
When they told me Leanne had put a hit out on me, I was in shock. I mean, it's awful what happened. No one should be shot in the back like that. But Leanne, she was evil. I can't help but think if it hadn't been her, it would have been me, you know? Like, I was terrified when she got out on bail. But I guess she's the one who should have been scared. I think she got mixed up with some bad, bad people. So sad.
Just because I got you out of jail doesn't mean you can go talking to every Tom, Dick, and Harry with a microphone.
Well, I have to clear my name, Gina.
And as your lawyer, I have to advise you against that.
But
it'll all come out in court.
Just be patient.
How can I be patient? The press won't leave me alone. They're staked outside my condo morning, noon, and night. Ugh. My mother wants me to go up to Tampa to stay with her a while.
Now, that is a great idea. You need to get away from the eye of this shitstorm. Just try and keep your mouth shut until we see the judge, okay?
Okay.
Are you going home now?
Yeah. Well, no. I have to stop by the salon so I can make the weekly deposit. Now, nobody did it when I was in jail, and now we're closed indefinitely, so...
It's going to be all right, Leanne. The salon, and then straight home, all right?
All right. Here by Leanne Linati. Hello?
Sorry. I wasn't expecting anyone to actually answer. I know that you're closed. Is the owner available?
Who is this?
My name's Renee Hansen, and I'm a reporter from the Miami Beacon.
Oh, you people have some nerve calling my business. Ugh.
Do you have any comment on the alleged hit that you took out on Sophia Lopez?
You want a comment? How's this? Go to hell!
Would it help if I told you I'm writing an exoneration piece? You're an upstanding citizen, a successful, self-made businesswoman, and I don't think people like you just casually solicit murder. Unless maybe you were pushed. Look, I'm giving you a chance to get out your side of the story.
I never wanted to hurt anyone.
Okay, is there anything else that you can tell me? Anything at all? Look, I'm trying to help you, Leanne.
What the hell? How? Jesus Christ!
Leanne?
Listen, just put the gun down, okay? We can work this out.
What's going on, Leanne?
God, please. Why are
Leanne?
You doing this? Please. Somebody help me!
Leanne? What's going on? Oh my God! Leanne, Leanne, can you hear me? What happened? Leanne!
You've reached the end of the investigation. It's time to decide who you think Leanne's killer is. Here are your suspects. Leanne's boyfriend, Mario.
I can't take one more goddamn second of hearing your voice! If you utter one word to Sophia, and I mean one word, I swear it'll be the end of you.
Leanne's employee, Aaron.
You know, despite all your shit, I was a real friend to you. When you end up alone, you're gonna have no one to blame but yourself.
Leanne's rival, Sophia.
You're crazy. You're crazy. You are actually like Cuckoo Banana Psycho. You contact or come near me again, and I'll have a restraining order against you so fast your overprocessed head'll spin.
Or Leanne's hitman, Carl.
Let's just say I'm in the business of problem solving, okay?
We'll have the answer after a word from our sponsor.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the Ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the Ferryman of Souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
You've been looking for me, yeah?
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
These are the tales that shaped the nation.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
Then I told them they were drinking cyanide.
Featuring the voices of Wes Studi.
At least 4,000 people died on the trail.
Martin Starr.
President Nixon called me the most dangerous man in America.
Scott Hayes.
Next thing I know, I'm standing over the bodies of Baker Morton, my pistol smoking in my hand.
And Tristan Mack Wilds.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Starring Dan Fogler as the ferryman.
This is The Passage.
Listen to The Passage now. On the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to find out who killed Leanne. Leanne's killer was her rival, Sophia. She began harassing Leanne to intimidate her, but after she found out about the hit, she turned to murder.
You know that new hair salon, La Bella? It opened on April 4th, and 2 weeks later...
Two weeks later,
the call started. How can that be a coincidence?
I can't help but think if it hadn't been her, it would have been me, you know?
But Sophia made a dire mistake in her last interrogation. The suspects weren't given any details about the crime.
I get you guys. You gotta keep the details under wraps. But you really can't tell me anything?
Yet Sophia knew Leanne was shot in the back.
I mean, it's awful what happened. No one should be shot in the back like that. But Leanne, she was evil.
This is a detail only the killer could know. Because if you listen closely, you can hear Leanne running away from the killer right before she's shot.
Somebody help me!
This episode was inspired by a true crime. In 2014, a popular esthetician was accused of soliciting a friend to kill her professional rival. She'd become convinced the rival was behind a serious campaign of harassment against her. However, after a bizarre investigation filled with twists and turns, the case went to trial and she was found not guilty. Leanne was played by Emily Walland. Mario by Jeffrey Kennedy. Sophia by Gloria Gadayua. Aaron by Dan Leahy. Carl by Rick Zeef. Creepy Male Voice by Bruce Wexler. Renee by Jenny Mermelstein. Gina by Jane Ellen Steininger. Waitress by Noveen Crumby. Receptionist, Shondalia White. Female Voice by Justine Huxley. SWAT Guy 1 by Brad Venable. Male Reporter by Andy Chanley. written and directed by Courtney Falsey, executive produced by Corey Surge and Walt Palmer, produced, recorded, and mixed by Salt Audio, mixed by August Belfiglio, casting by Romy Stutman, casting assistant, Daisy Laura, edited and sound designed by Zach Pino for Salt Audio, original music and score by Noah Gersh and Jamie Sheffman at Salt Audio, production coordinator Liz LeMay, recorded at Bang Zoom Studios. This episode of Solve was hosted by me, Courtney Falsey. Next time on Solve, an aging tycoon makes a surprise announcement.
First of all, thanks for coming all this way. I thought it was important for us to connect, now that I'm almost dead.
But will greed tear this family apart?
$49.78 billion as of this morning, roughly.
Or will the family eat itself alive?
All I wanted was to reconnect with my family. Instead, they turned it into a bloodbath.
Tune in next week to find out.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.